let's give a good welcome to Bill Lasky here.
What's up, Bill? Bill?
Yeah. Former Giant pitcher. Hey, Bill
hey,
is
Marty.
Bill Lasky.
Hey, Marty, now you know why we have to listen to on postgame, huh?
Really? Hey, thank you for jumping on with us. I know you're on your way over to Comcast for your pregame, the October Quest. But I want to get your take on this series, this ball club, and especially the pitching matchup today, Game 3, Vogelsong and Sanchez. Bill Lasky, take it away.
Well, I want to go into the Detroit Tigers starting lineup. You know, this is their lineup they've had most of the year because they use the designated hitter. A lot of the Giant fans probably will not know Quentin Berry when he comes up in the second hole. He's a very quick runner. 23 out of 23 stolen bags. He's very quick. Strikes out a lot, but he is the catalyst. When you look at Austin Jackson leading off and Quentin Berry, those are the quickest two guys in that lineup. Then you look down to the below where you got Andy Dierks. Dierks is a pretty good left fielder, left-hand hitter also. So you're going to get two different looks in there compared to what they had in San Francisco. Both these guys are good ball players. Dierks is a real good scrappy ball player, a blue-collar hitter, left-hand hitter, hard-nosed player. So, you know, he was injured some of the year, but he's come back. And these two guys are Leland's good players. These are the guys that he likes to put in there. So you don't have Young in left field anymore, so you have better defense in the outfield for the Tigers. So, but if you look on the other side, you know, with the Giants, you have Sanchez in there now. So you have him in the eight hole today. So you got a little more power at the base of that order. Plus, he's a switch hitter behind Blanco, so you're not just going to have lefty coming up. So he did split up the left-hand hitters in the base of that order. So you're going to see a little bit more production down at the base of the lineup for the Tigers, or the Giants, I should say. Now, when you're looking back at both the matchups in pitching, of course, Ryan Vogelsong's been the hottest starting pitcher for the Giants as he just pitched two gems against the St. Louis Cardinals. But if you look at Anibal Sanchez, the Giants know pretty well. They roughed him up in Miami when he was with the Marlins. He only went about five innings, but they got to him for five earned runs. But he pitched a real good game at AT&T. Well, we didn't understand why he didn't pitch at AT&T because he was masterful against the Giants every time he pitched there. He's been pitching pretty well for the postseason for the Tigers, 1.3, 13 innings. He's a sinker baller, off-speed stuff, real good sharp breaking ball. But again, he's going to get the ball down, and again, he's a strike thrower, so they're going to have to get on him quickly because he does throw a lot of off-speed pitches.
Bill, why does this Tiger team hit righties better than lefties, and especially Cabrera, 40 of 44 homers against righties? Well, why does that happen? Because Vogelsong is the righty today and Kane tomorrow.
It's kind of strange, though, Marty. You both hit it. As a left-hander, you see the ball better. I just think he pulls more. He goes to the opposite field when he sees that slider away. You know, that's one thing Cabrera does extremely well. He goes to right field as well as pulls the ball to left field, sprays the ball around. They have silenced his bat so far in the power angle. You know, you look at Fielder. You know, Fielder, both these guys, Vogie has pitched against. Fielder only 0 for 3, but he really hasn't pitched that much. Cabrera 1 for 5. So they really haven't seen him that much. And if he's sharp like he has been, where he's been nibbling on the inside corner, brushing him off a little bit, getting him off the plate, and throwing that slider and curveball away, he should be fine. Cole Weather pitcher, he's the guy you want on the hill because he'll go in on those hands with that sinker, and that's what you want to do when it's cold. When Candlestick days when I pitched, you used to live on the handle of the bat because hitters hated those hands to vibrate so much. So it's going to be cold latter part of the game. Beginning of the game, it's going to be all right. You know, Marty, I was a big Tiger fan growing up in Toledo, Ohio. You know, the Al Kalines, the Jimmy Northrops, Mickey Stanleys, Mickey Lolich, Denny McClain days. But, you know, coming out here in 1981, I totally faded away from the Tigers, and now I got orange and black blood. So, you know, I have a little nostalgia for the Tigers, but I definitely want four wins for the Giants.
All right. I know you're on your way to October Quest at Comcast, and I love having you on, Bill. And is Vita with you?
No, my buddy's meeting me here in about 5 or 10 minutes, then we're cruising over there. But we'll see you as soon as we get off set, Marty. It's always enjoyable to talk to all your fans out at the Public House. They're great people. Go Giants. And, you know, the biggest thing, man, we just need to get some rally runs, get game three, and worry about game four tomorrow. But game three is today. We got to concentrate on game three. And, Marty, we'll see you and Pat later. Thanks again for everything. I enjoy talking to you guys, and go Giants.
All right, Bill Lasky.
Look at Bill. Oh, hey,
the best. All right. He's on his way to work at Comcast.
You'd almost think he's getting ready to put the eye black on and get out there and sling a couple pitches.
You know, he runs the fantasy camp, which is fabulous, which I go to each year. And,
yep.
You know, I play and I talk with the fans, and he's just like this. This is Bill Lasky.
I mean, he comes hard.
Yes, he does.
He's ready to go.